Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere. But staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against death domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world.
Hello, 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 and we are back for another episode of the Weekday Shake, honey. So let me tell you, we're going to keep you engaged, we're going to keep you informed, and we're going to keep you connected. And you know one thing, we are never alone. We are never single people here at the Weekday Shake. So I've got my co-host, the one and only... Kiko Nglevu.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's good? I like to call myself the brightest star on the airwaves. Thank you so much. Because listen, Tamia is an icon. She's a legendary. She is a global superstar.
Oh my goodness. Amen. Yes, one day.
I don't even think it's a one day thing. I think it is right now.
We started now. It's the trajectory, eh?
Exactly.
You must stop hyping me up, man. But yes, you know my name is Tamia Lewis, but you can call me Mia. And here at the Weekday Shake, we keep it cute, classy, and a little bit chaotic on our hot takes. But getting into it, our first table talk of the day is from protest to vibes here in GQ. Kiko, you want to get us started on that?
Definitely, because if you don't know, October is South African Pride Month. Now, if we take a little history lesson, on October 13, 1990, a landmark and iconic event took place because it was South Africa's first Pride event. Mm-hmm. Now, at this time, this was iconic because this was like the first ever in Africa. I mean, when it comes to like queer rights, it wasn't even legal at the time.
Yeah.
So, especially because it was 1990, so there's also apartheid and like, you know, other freedom struggles. So,
Yes. That
event and that date specifically really means something to the queer community because that was the first time in a long time where it's like we could get rights, we could be free, you know what I'm saying? So basically what occurred at that time is that it was the first Pride event that was organized by GLOW. Now, if you don't know GLOW, GLOW is the gay and lesbian organization of the Witwatersrand. Mm. Now, since then, each year there's always been a Pride event, especially in Joburg Pride. I think one of my friends is currently in Joburg to attend this weekend. I'm
okay.
Like, wow.
Wish I was there.
But it's currently in some controversy.
Mm.
Because apparently one of the sponsors for Pride is Amazon. Oh. Now, just a bit of a history lesson on Amazon. Now, Amazon is a company that has some dealings when it comes to the Israel-Palestine type of boycotting.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're not on the good side of history, let me just say.
Yeah.
So now, apparently, the Beverly Ditzer organization, the House of Ditzy, is drafting an open letter to GLOW saying, listen, you can't have Pride and then have Amazon sponsor it. Like, it just goes against...
Someone who's in support of an actual genocide right now.
Literally.
So, yeah, it's very controversial.
It is controversial. So it just brings about, like, conversations about protesting versus, like, culture, where it's like, okay, like, Amazon is supporting queer culture in terms of, like, hosting this event and supporting financially, but at the same time, morally... Mm,
But they're literally also supporting unaliving
that's
actual
the thing.
People. So what does that mean? You know, it's two sides of a coin that you don't want to be on. Because yes, they're bringing attention to something. You know, the queer community needs that love and that support. But at the same time, just people in their everyday lives are being killed for absolutely no reason.
True.
So that also brings up the conversation of, does the queer community want to allow that support or that for their, you know, symbol, like Amazon's, you know, their things are going to be all over, their promos, their banners, whatever. Mm. Do they want that to be part of their history as well? That they accept promoters and sponsors who support other things like that. So it's a tough situation.
It is a very tricky situation, especially because it's like, Amazon is a big company, but it's like, I personally do feel, this is going to sound controversial, but it's like, I do feel like the event could still go on without Amazon.
I mean, yes, it can. Obviously, you know, it will be at a lower financial rate, but we can still have it because we still have pride. And I feel like you will also have that. You won't have that guilt on your conscience, as well, because obviously the queer community or the queer culture within or the pride culture within South Africa is already not. It's quite high, it's quite big, but if you compare to other countries like America or like, you know, their Pride Month and things like that, it's not necessarily on the same plane.
True.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, you can stand on the correct side of history and say, well, yes, we gave up a sponsor, we're not having this big lavish celebration, but we are celebrating that we are good people, that we stand on the right side of history, and that as a country, all of us are one within this rainbow nation, so that's why we support CASA, and also we support queer community. So I think there is technically a right side to this conversation, even though it's controversial. There's a side that us as South Africans and the queer community of South Africa can stand on.
Definitely.
To know that we won't feel guilty in this situation, you know?
Because at the end of the day, all we want as South Africa is to make people feel liberated and just stand on history of freedom. I feel like South Africa is very big on freedom. So I do feel like, regardless whether it's like the queer community or like other communities, I do feel like we always have this notion that like, we want people to feel free, to be who they are. We don't want people to feel jaded. And I do feel like with this conversation with Amazon of whether they're the sponsor or not, it's just, I think it goes back to that. And, you know, at the end of the day, you always got to be like, you know, have you seen that meme, actually? The be who you are for your pride.
Period, yes.
So, yeah.
I have seen it. No, but as a country as well, didn't quite recently we said that we support Palestine.
Definitely.
We stand on the side of Palestine. And as well, NMU in itself, we recently posted like, no, we support Palestine. So I think it's just being one as a nation as well. And I think that's going to contribute to our history even further as well. You know?
Because it's like, if we stand together, then we're going far. And I feel like
we are.
This thing of like, now it's like, in one issue we like, look the other way, other issue we like, let's get into it. It's just like, it makes us seem very, we're not standing on business on one thing.
Exactly. And it's like, you don't want to go into something and be like, oh no, but we were wearing rose colored glasses, you know, in that situation. We're like, oh, thank you Amazon for supporting us. And we like, we know what they do, but like, don't look, you know? So you don't want to have that as well.
True. Now,
You go.
Oh, no, sorry, you go first.
Okay. But I think as well, it's just, how would you say, like, the event in South Africa will, like, be impacted from now on? Will Amazon then feel like this is their moment now to also be on the right side of history and take this as a kickstart in a way for them to also change their stance in this situation? Do you think that might happen?
I think it could happen, because I do feel like, sometimes when it comes to like these big organizations, we have this idea of like, you know, when they like stand on one issue, they stand on it for life. So maybe this could be Amazon's way of like rectifying their mistakes, trying to kind of change their narrative, like ideologically, and be like, listen, we are no longer like, for example, supporting genocide. We want to support the liberation of people, you know? So I feel like this could also be a first step. But then at the same time, we can't really erase the past. Because at the same time, it's not only the fact that they stand on genocide. It's also a thing of, like, when it comes to, like, workers' rights, they're also a bit murky there. So it's just, like, I feel like Amazon has a long way to go before they can truly be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe they are trying. But what do you think?
I actually agree with you, because I would say basically what's happening in the world, we think that, oh, we're just a small country like South Africa, but we can make the change if we wanted to work hard enough, if we're willing to as well. So I think just Amazon, hear our plea, because I just I don't think it's a good thing to stand on the side of like supporting this genocide that's actually happening. So if we as a country can actually be like making our Pride Month, celebrating our queer community, but also at the same time there's an actual genocide happening in this world right now, to prove that we are standing on the correct side of history, just be like, Amazon, hey, our sponsor, do better.
You know, like, come
change
on.
Up, change it up, and do better. Because it's easy to say, like, you don't wanna infringe on the past or whatever, but there is a future. Same as like apartheid, what happened in the country. That's our past, but we move on with our future. We make sure to change as we go, grow and learn as we go, and improve and try to not make that same mistakes again. So I think this should be like a shout out to Amazon, like, no, do better. You actually have the time right now to change and try.
And I feel like this Pride event that's happening this weekend is the perfect platform to see whether are they going to stand on the right side of history, or are they going to remain being problematic. It's a tricky one indeed.
It's up to you, Amazon, honestly.
Yeah.
It's up to you, but as long as we know we are guilt-free, we have tried our best, you know, what else can you do? You support, you bring awareness to the situation.
True.
As well. And it's just the same thing, because when people are fighting for the rights of the queer community, it's because they're not there. Yes, they are a community, but they're not their own community. We are all one people. We are all one nation. We are all one world. Why are we unaliving each other?
Literally. And it's like so sad to see, because it's just like, at the end of the day, like, the reasons for the hate just, it just doesn't make sense, because it's just that, where's that humanity? Where's that idea of, like, you know, you're a human, I'm a human, and we can all, like, exist together with our differences? Because difference is beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just don't get it. But it's just so beautiful to see that despite all the hate and the discrimination, we can still have events such as Joburg Pride, for example, that still, like, represent freedom.
And we still get to celebrate ourselves. So we have come a long way.
Yeah.
And let's just go even further on this journey and do better.
Definitely. And just continue to grow. I mean, even in PE now, like, we have so much more events for the queer community. And just, you know, because when you think, you know, it's a small town, you think, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
But I do feel like as time is going, I do feel like even Port Elizabeth has, like, improved.
It has. It has. Because, you know, we have a lot of shame. We have a lot of old people that say this is like the retirement city. But we are getting there. We are having our events. We are doing fun things. And I mean, you know, talking about events, do we? I think we have someone special in studio.
We have an icon in the studio. A legend.
Yeah. You know, a first of his craft.
Ooh.
A like jack of all trades. Like, I'm just trying to find something more. Because, like, this, it's not touching. I feel like we're just touching the surface describing this person.
Like, I'm trying to find the words, because it's just like,
but I think for myself as well, I just want to give history. So we have a very special person in studio with us today. I've come a long way with this person. They're just absolutely amazing. I've actually known them. Fun fact, I've known them since I was 12 years old.
Aww.
I'm 19 now. I have seen this person come up. It actually makes me a little emotional, because wow, this person stayed true to themselves. They stayed true to their craft. No matter the weather, no matter what happened, they were just amazing at what they did. They would sacrifice sleep, sacrifice their personal life, just everything to make sure that they were one of the best. And I mean, I think it just truly shows and reflects in who they are, and also just in their craft, in what they do. So let's give a warm, warm welcome to the one and the only Carlos Fritz here in studio with us today.
Hey guys. Thank you very much for having me. That was a very, very warm welcome. And you're actually taking me back. You literally my brains. You took me back now by thinking I still see you as the 12-year-old girl when your sister came for her matric farewell outfit by me.
And I was there with like my emotional support puppy every day, every footing. And I was like, oh, this dress is pretty. And he was like, just sit there. Just sit there. Don't touch your sister's dress. But yeah, we've come a long way. He's done my sister's MD dress. He's done my MD dress. He's probably done more than half of NMU's farewells, weddings, who even knows. You go all the way, you do everything, and I just absolutely love that about you. But thank you once again for being here, and just get us into it. Tell us about your craft, how you came about to being in the fashion industry.
Thank you very much. I'm Carlos Fritz, international fashion designer. So where it all started. So I'm from the Eastern Cape, King Williamstown, yes. Studied in East London, Buffalo City, and I moved to PE 8 years ago. So as I moved to PE 8 years ago, my first job was working with one of the top designers, Braymo Sauls. So I was working with Braymo for a year. But it was more helping each other out. And to grow, really, he is truly one of the people that I'm looking up to. He is a mentor. He told me about a lot of things, even being a queer guy. You guys just had a conversation of being queer and stuff. Being a gay guy, a gay person, he taught me a lot. Even introduced me to a few people. And then I realized that, I'm not interested. So you have the good ones and you have the bad ones. Yeah. Everything in life is you have the good people, you have the bad people. But I think it's more also the fact that what people, they will look at you and then they will decide what they think of you. They don't even know you. From heart. So I was always me. Very different, even in the family, always different. And I knew that something special, I have something special in me. And God blessed me with a lot of talents, to be honest. I am very talented and I'm very blessed regarding that. And that was one of the most important challenges that I faced in my life regarding, you know, our parents growing up. Way back then, you had to have a 8-to-5 job and stuff like that and what. So I did the whole thing, but yet again, in my mind, I know that I wanted to become a fashion designer. So I studied. The trick part about the studying fashion designing. So as a multi-talented person, one of my skills that I also, for me, if I see something and I like what this person is doing creatively, I will try it. And to be honest with you, 90% the chances is that I'm going to be good in what I'm doing, what I see. So just a quick example. So a friend of mine was doing hair. I was still in school. And I was like, let me try it out. So I started doing it hair, washing, blow drying, all those type of things. And I was actually quite good in it. And someone noticed it and asked me, don't I want to work for him in a salon? So part-time, school holidays, I would work in a salon. So my parents were one of those people that didn't give pocket money. We're not used to getting pocket money and stuff like that. So I always had money because I was working in a salon. I was going door to door. And it was against my parents' rules for me to do that because they decided on... the people, they were more worried about what the people will say and me being gay and all that and whatever the case may be. And in that time, I was not out yet. So after everything, after school, my parents decided because I was still doing it for the fact that they didn't give me money and somewhere I need to get money. So I was still doing it either way. And yet again, so my parents said, they decided no. I need to study hairdressing, and my father was going to open up a salon for me. So I was like, but I don't want to be a hairdresser. I don't want to be a stylist. Because when I worked for this person in the salon, He taught me a few things by cutting hair, trimming, male, female, doing highlights, all those type of things. And I nailed it, to be honest with you, without even studying it. So why would I have to go study for something that I already know?
Yes. Mm.
So I just had that attitude. So regarding being a fashion designer, because that is something that was in me, I really want to be a fashion designer, want to become, even since grade one, when I started realizing what is fashion and clothing and stuff, I decided I want to be a fashion designer. And for the fact that I was thinking, okay, this is the thing and my parents want to do this and what. So I didn't say anything because you can't speak back to parents. You must just listen and do and obey.
Yeah.
So my father gave me a blank check. So that's how way back we go.
Yeah.
He gave me a blank check and is like, okay, so you're going to go and whatever amount you need to pay, fill it in and then submit. So then I went to Buffalo City College in Slunen. And because I couldn't even study, I'm the baby in the family, yet again the black sheep, but it's fine. So I went there, and the queue for the fashion designing was quite long. And it wasn't so long for the hairstylist. So, but I stood in that queue till the end. And I submit everything, and my father picked me up around about 5 o'clock, and he's like, and everything went well. So I said, yeah, but the queue was so long for hairdressing, so I went and stand in the fashion designing queue. So he just literally just looked at me, and he shook his head, and it was done. So I studied, finished my studies and what, then life happened regarding my parents, family, my mother. They're still deciding on, yeah, this is not a job, what you're doing. So you need to have a job and whatever. So I worked for the Department of Home Affairs. I worked for the Department of Agriculture. I worked even for Truett's. My father had his own company as well, so I also helped him in the company. As can you imagine, as a driver and a foreman, because my father has his own construction company.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So I can even drive a bucky in a truck. So, yeah. And tell a person to where to paint and how to construct a whole building. So, yeah, I also have that skills. So came and then I decided, okay, this is not me, because everything that I'm doing, it's almost like you're not good enough for every single thing that you put in. And everything that I was trying to do is to impress my parents. So then I decided, okay, I was also very big in church. I grew up, my grandparents was also very deep into the church. So I was always in the choir and singing, playing the flute. And then I became a cantor in the church, which means is the person that is singing on the altar. I'm Catholic. So, and then I decided, okay, I am going to speak with the father, our priest. And he told me, my child, you're way overdue. By staying in this people's house. Because as much as I respect, I had to ask, because everything that I'm doing is not good enough. So I've decided, okay, so the father told me like a no, and the person that I become, because now you're so angry into what you do and received from home, but you can't backlash because you have respect to the family. So what I've decided is when I go up and out, I can smell a person that is coming for me and I will be ready. And that is not good. But at the end of the day, he told me that then you need to protect yourself at all cost. You need to get out of the house and follow your dreams. So I said, but I don't have money. My parents were like well off, but they were never supportive towards any of my things. So I moved. So he said, do you believe in God? So I said, yes. So it's like, then go. So I said, I know this person. He's a fashion designer. He was actually at the same school when I was in high school. He was already doing matric farewell dresses and the most amazing dresses. So I was always inspired by his work and everything. So I reached out to him. And he told me at that time that I can't give you a job and I can't give you a salary. But I have a lot of work. So the more you work, the more you'll earn. So I'm like, I'm taking the risk because I need to get out of this small town. Because also you studied and you need to compete with a seamstress. And you have the qualifications and stuff like that. And so your rate needs to be as low as what they want to be. So, and that is not my standard. So I moved out and moved to Richmond Hill. Very small place. You can ask Tamia about that. very. It's actually the size of the studio. Yeah.
Okay.
So I had my three-quarter bed, my desk, my grandmother's two sewing machines, and I did my business. So I was working with Braymore, and then I also took on my own private clients, which they were one of the first clients that I had. And to be honest, even up until today, I think God is on my part for the fact that He always sent me good people. And at that time, they were lifting me up. Even though they felt like I was lifting them up, they lift me up. Because it was not, even in that space and in that time, I was facing a lot of challenges, personal issues, financial issues, a lot of things. But to be honest with you, and even up until today, my clients, no shame, they got my back. And I don't have much friends. I can't say that I don't have friends. Everybody has friends. But my circle is very small because my first priority is my clients. So they are my friends. They are my people. So they are the people that I communicate with. I don't do the same as the normal, as the other designers. I interact with my clients. Like, for example, if it's just a normal consultation, we will still be in contact. So if you will have like an advice, like she would phone and say like, okay, this is my hairstyle. What should I do? Is it this one, that one? Give me your opinion regarding this earrings, that my accessories, my shoes, and what is going to work for the dress, what is not going to work for the dress. But that is the reason why a consultation is also very much important. And then you still interact with the client as well. So with everything regarding that, being a fashion designer, it was a roller coaster ride. I've been 2017, which was the year that Braymore told me, okay, now you need to. Actually, I call him mother. So I said, so mother pushed me out of the, the bird out of the nest. Yes. So, and at the end of that year, because I really didn't want to go.
Yeah.
For the fact that I've learned more with him that I actually learned while studying, to be honest with you. So so I was like, no, I'm not ready. And then it's like, no, you need to go. So I did a small fashion show, Nelson Mandela Bay Fashion Week. I think it just started off that time. It was at Rooftop. So I did that. And then I was the only person that was selected to represent South Africa at Runway Dubai. That was the end of that year, through all the difficulties and everything. And that is where, so just a small one now, I'm thinking now about my father. So my father was like, no, you're not going to go. And there's a lot of things. I need people's IDs. I need to double check everything. And what are that people's getting kidnapped and all this and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I just have a feeling that this is going to put me on a platform that I need to be and that I want to be. So just one thing there. Don't ever give up on your dream. If that is your dream, is that something that you want to do, just do it. So that gut feeling told me I need to do it, so I went for it. And it wasn't easy. To be honest, I can tell you a long story about, but just a small one. When I arrived in Dubai, I had 150 rand in my bank account. But the people on arrival, when I got there, they literally put me on a pedestal by making me feel like I'm a celebrity of South Africa because they've been waiting for me. I had my own makeup artist, I had my own stylist, they even throwed me a small party to say welcome that you're here, and they really made me without even knowing that I have that 150 rand in my pocket. So it all started there. So I was on fashion TV there. It was a very, very huge experience. I think it's still the best experience that I had regarding fashion show, all the fashion shows that I attended. And then when I came back, that was 2017, so 2018, I was also one of a few designers in South Africa that they selected to represent at Torino, Italy Fashion Week. Mm. So Torino, Italy Fashion Week was my second experience, and it was also nice. But then, as we went on to the runway and the ramp, that side, they selected me right there, the people from Italy, and they told me, like, we want you back next year. So we're going to pay for everything, and you need to be here. So also with the help of the government of South Africa, so I went back to Torino, Italy Fashion Week. And with the Fashion Week, it actually, well, that is where everything creatively expanded, to say it in that way, because I always thought that I'm going to end up having a boutique with matric farewell dresses and wedding dresses. Mm. And it literally, by traveling, looking to Dubai, Italy, they showed me that people are more interested in day-to-day wear.
Yeah.
And so my collection for 2018, I've decided, okay, so I need to do something that I like and cheer up my collection, and not as simple as in just female clothing, your haute couture dresses, because they don't even buy it.
Mm.
So went back there. So I had in my collection, I had underwears, I had suits. This is one of the suits. I actually have one of the blazers on. That was also a full suit. I had casual wear, smart casual outfits, and then I have my showstopper dresses, was the evening ball gown dresses, the big ones, and formal suits. So as I stepped off, there's a lot of people and a lot of designers and what. So at the end of the Fashion Week, which is after 2 weeks, they have the award ceremony, which is the last one and what, and we all have front row tickets. And the saddest part of everything is I was so on point with my outfits that whole 2 weeks, where the last one I decided, I'm not going to win. They're going to choose the people from Italy maybe, or whatever the case may be and what. And by surprise, they called my name. And I won best.
International rising talent. Yes, we got you, don't worry.
Yeah, so the best rising talent award in 2018.
Or was it 2019.
Sorry, 2019. So yeah, so regarding that, I was very flushed about it and very excited. And I think we all have that big moment and big break you're looking for in your life, just to push you over towards your main goal, and everything just to fall into place. And I really thought that is going to be my moment. Everybody was making a hype. Everything was happening. I came back to South Africa. People were going on. And then not even a few weeks within my arrival, COVID came, and I was yesterday's news.
Oh, my goodness. So... That's tough, but I mean, it proved to you when you went overseas, it proved to you that you actually are worthy of this career. It showed to yourself that, like, actually I can be my own inspiration.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's very much important. Even when I speak to my clients, is why I speak about me.
Mm.
That's why I also, my circle is also small, because I would rather surround myself with positive people and people that you can interact with regarding the fact that let's talk about you and let's talk about me and not the next person and not what someone else is doing and what, because we're all going through the worst and going through a lot. So why do I still need to focus onto someone else's stuff? And I have so much to tell. But unfortunately, some people's lives is not that exciting, I guess.
But now in your day-to-day career, just with what you design, what you make every single day, drawing from what you did internationally in your Fashion Week, where you said you did day wear, couture, all the different things, how do you balance experimenting with just maybe street style or just everyday wear, but then also going to the extreme, making that bomb look that, like... everybody goes silent or everybody's breathless? How do you keep that balance?
So regarding the, even with my underwear as well, a lot of people wanted it, but it was not on high demand, mean in that way. And even regarding the casual wear and stuff, because you can get some, you can get those type of things at a cheaper cost, cheaper price. But at the end of the day, you must also know who you are regarding your label and your name. So, but the markup year for us in PE as a designer is mostly the haute couture dresses, your matric farewell dresses, the suits, the wedding dresses, groomsmen's suits and stuff. So those are the things that they, it's actually more what people want. That is more what they want, instead of like your casual wear outfits and stuff like that. So that is what keeping us as designers going is our evening wear dresses and our evening, that style.
Yeah.
And I love the way how you mentioned that through fashion, it's all about being who you are. And I do feel like fashion is a self-expression, and it's like, it just communicates that.
And you don't need to explain to no one.
Exactly.
And you don't need to change. People will also, some people will decide for you that, oh no, this is not you, don't do this and whatever. No, you change you and you do you. Let me do me. Do you understand? And I mean, even in church, in whatever, because I sing in church, I do this, I can, I do a lot of things. But I always feel that you also need to give back towards God. And that is by doing something in church or just do something in church, so that you can feel that you also giving back, even though we need to pray every day of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To that. And I feel like I love the way that you're basically so multi-talented and do so many things. Even one of those things is planning an event, because it's going down on the 22nd of November. So could you tell us more about it, and basically like, what do you want the people to know about it? Like, if you could describe it in one word, and the overall message you want to communicate on the 22nd.
Okay, so in one word is the evolution. So that is, so basically the whole caption is the evolution of a fashion designer. So what I'm going to do is, as much as we think there's a lot of people that follows you and knows about you, but there's still people that doesn't know. So for me, regarding the fashion show that I'm doing now, is I am literally going to give you from Dubai up until Italy, to South Africa. I did Ebulene Fashion Week last year, which is basically, which is Nelson Mandela Bay Fashion Week. So that was also because after COVID and everything, I didn't do anything on the socials and regarding events. So, and then I decided last year, okay, let me do that, to put me back so that I can get back in the game. So it literally motivated me. It was, there's nothing bad that I can say about the event of last year. It was a huge success. Outfits was amazing, everybody, because they used some of the students of NMU, which the students of NMU was, some of them also did their practicals at my studio. And that was also a very nice opportunity for me. That was also in the years, as I think I was still in Newton Park that time, but I'm in Blue Water Bay now. So, but it was NMU and it was Demelin. So the kids of them, the designers there, came for to do their practicals. So it was called an hour thing, something. It was something. It was called something. But anyway, so they will hours. It was called will hours. So they had to, they will be given so many hours, and you need to choose the designer, and then you need to put that work in. And it was so nice having them. Also, one of my things is I like to speak and I like to teach. So I was also thinking of becoming a teacher, but then it's not much of creative being a teacher as being a designer. So, but having the students over actually made me realize how much I
You've grown.
Grown and like to help people.
Mm.
Because I've been in that situation also. I've been in a situation where I needed help and nobody helped me. Yeah. Nobody advised me. I had to figure everything out by myself. And I swear to God, I had to by myself. Mm. That's why I'm always and forever will be mentioning my mentor, Bremo, because he taught me a lot. But at the end of the day, even with the students as well, and the most important thing is when it comes to the students, make the decision. If you know you're not sure, go try it out, but you will find out if it's for you, even if it's not for you. But if you have that gut feeling that this is what I need to do, do it. Whatever it is, just do it and don't stop. Don't let anybody stand in your way. Don't let anybody tell you that this is not going to be for you. Just do it. You will reap from that fruits one day. You will. I am still doing what I'm doing. And I'm doing every single thing that I can. So regarding my fashion show, this was one of my biggest. I've been planning my fashion show now for 4 or 5 years. And every year I had to cancel because then my client base became more and more and more and more. And I'm physically doing all my garments, all my dresses, all my suits, everything. So it's a little bit draining.
Yeah.
And tiring, and we all need money. So then you end up rather working and then planning a whole fashion show and what, because that is also a whole thing like
but
I'm going through now. It's a lot.
I want to ask you, do you feel maybe like it's rewarding as well? Because like now you see, going back to speaking about your journey, where you started out in university, you didn't know what to do, all these different things. And now you get to give that advice to students. They look up to you now because you are now the landmark where they want to grow to be as well.
Yeah. The thing is, when it comes to what you, as I was continuously saying, what you want to do and where what you want in life, it always boils down to the fact that it will never feel like a job. It will, because for me, starting off a dress is the worst thing. But when you get to the middle part of it, you meet your clients, you see the face, you see the person is also getting excited with that first fitting, and then it's literally like a fabric that is hanging on your skin. It's not even a proper fit yet and whatever, but it's getting there.
It's a vision.
But that is where what's building you up and makes you excited as well. And the client is excited. So now I can't wait to impress my client towards what I'm going to do. Because now she or he was like, no, but no, what's going to happen next? And as you were going on, I was like, can I just do my thing? Can I just do my thing? Just leave everything in my hands and what? And then they will be like, wow, no, this is what it's actually beyond what I expected. So those are the things and what I do. And even small words, because sometimes clients doesn't come because the ladies always comes with the mothers and stuff like that. So they will also interact, and the people are very nice, man. They will send you work, and I would put on my status by saying like, this time I'm still busy in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. And then they will like and saying, okay, my child, you need to go sleep.
Definitely.
And it's a random person that is saying that.
Definitely. And I think as well, what we can expect from your show, you are a performer as well. I mean, I've attended one of your jazz shows. For those that don't know, Mr. Carlos Fuss has a voice, okay?
Amen.
He said he had a history in church as well, being part of the choir, but he has a voice. So can we maybe look forward to a performance at your show on the 22nd of November?
So there is a slight surprise. There is a slight surprise at the fashion show, yes. The band will be there, also because on the 22nd is the fashion show, which is the Saturday, and on the Sunday, we will have a jazz show, a live jazz show, like a late afternoon, till about 10, 11-ish.
So it's a weekend situation.
Yes. Because for the fact that I also have people and family that is traveling from Joburg, Cape Town, East London, and for the fashion show. And they also excited. I was like and thinking, what am I going to do with these people on Sunday? So it's like, let's rather just have a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me rather just have a show. So yes, the band, The band, it's called Runway Rhythm.
Oh.
That is my band's name. It's Runway Rhythm, a little bit of fashion, and a little bit of me, the voice. So with that, I'm very old school. I like my old school music, deep soul, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of R&B, you know, and a little bit of the latest ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so the singing is also one of the things that I like to do.
Mm.
So please do the things that you want to do in life. Mm. 90% is the chances that people won't like it, or people won't even give you that gratitude to say like, oh, well done, you sound good or whatever, or motivate you. Mm. But if you do know that you have it in you, make it happen.
Mm.
Something that I've also learned in my time now, doing everything that I'm doing, is if you're not going to create your opportunities, it's never going to happen.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to create it yourself. If you have the power to create it, rather create it yourself than wait for someone to create your goal and your dream. So this is something that I created by myself. And I have this friend, he's Manu Smith. He's playing the bass guitar. And he was like, so I told him, if you have a gig, I want to do this. This year, I want to do this. Like, it's also one of those things in my bucket list, having a band and my fashion show.
Mm.
And then the other thing is a billboard. So you will see my face on a billboard soon as
well. I love that.
Like, I love that. Like, billboards everywhere, like, internationally. Like, your face is going to be plastered everywhere, your collection, everything. And I really love how on that weekend you're mixing fashion and music. And I just feel like this is going to be such a beautiful experience.
Mm.
So for people who want to know, like, what final message would you give them as to, like, what type of experience they're going to have on the 22nd?
And also just, like, the dates, the ticket pricing as well, especially for the event on Saturday. Is Sunday included as well in ticket pricing?
So like we're busy now because we were thinking the Sunday's event is the chairs event.
Mm.
Runway Rhythm, that is a chairs event. The chairs event's tickets is 150 rand.
Mm.
And then the fashion show's tickets is 280. But at the moment, it is early bird tickets, which is 220 rand, 230 rand, sorry for that. So regarding the whole thing, as you were saying, it's music, it's fashion, and what. To be honest with you, guys, this is going to be something huge. For the fact that everything that I've learned in all the countries and the traveling and everything, and even in South Africa by being a designer here as well, my collection, it's going to be, first things first, the opening up the show. I'm going to give you the evolution. What I'm going to do regarding that is I am going to take a few of each outfit that I made. Say, for example, an outfit of Dubai, an outfit of Italy, and whatever, and that is going to hit the runway. That is going to open up the show. And then I have different categories with my collection. So there's going to be, there's casual wear, there's male underwear, I don't want to give everything, guys. I want you guys to come.
It's okay. It's a true evolution.
It's a whole evolution. So there's a little bit of casual, there's formal wear, there's evening wear, and then we have the showstoppers. So the showstoppers, guys, is like extremely amazing, and that is where the surprise is also coming in. It's on that moment.
Oh.
When the showstoppers is coming out.
Well, I'm very excited for this event. I honestly am. And I mean, yo, my deepest radio fans, you've heard it here first. Get your early ticket. What? Early bird tickets
early
now.
Bird tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
230 rand for all of this.
So, yeah.
Music,
so,
fashion, everything.
So, we are trying now to, we're busy with the jazz show. The jazz show's tickets and everything and what. So what we're going to do, we want to try and do a weekend pass. We want to do a weekend pass. And with a weekend pass, we will give one. And then it will be a pass for the Saturday and for the Sunday.
Okay, that's amazing. Get your weekend passes now, hey?
Like,
and this has truly been a wonderful interview. Thank you so much, Carlos, for being here today.
It's a pleasure.
You
it
know,
was really
taking
nice.
Us through the evolution from just starting out your career from a young person up to 2017, 2018, the heat of COVID, and then having your comeback in 2024, and now this is me, this is where I am now. It's been an absolutely beautiful journey, and I think it inspires and will inspire a lot of young people to truly follow what they want to do,
in
be
life.
Who they are,
yes.
and also just listen to your craft, listen to your heart, and let it lead you. And just know that you shouldn't only choose one path.
Yes.
All of your inspirations, all of your talents can find a way to work together. It's really inspiring.
Amen.
And like for our fashion students as well, guys, shout out, go to the event, go see. This man can be a mentor. Who knows?
You know, like you could like have a conversation and really learn a lot because
yes.
sitting here, we both learned a lot.
Yeah.
And just like, wow, like, just learn that, you know, as people, we shouldn't restrict ourselves to one path, to one journey that may seem a bit, you know, like, everybody wants us to do that. But it's like, as you were saying, like, what is your heart's calling? Because I do also believe that when you truly follow your dreams, everything works out.
It will. 100%. Amen. But, Carlos, where can the fan base find you? Please give us your Insta, socials, Facebook, TikTok, everything.
So, everything is Carlos Fritz. So, just put in Carlos Fritz, then you will see me. There's Carlos Fritz. There's Carlos Fritz Design. There's Carlos Fritz Creation, which is, but everything is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You will see it.
You will find it.
Yes, definitely. Just Carlos Fritz and more for that. The rest will follow.
Thank you so much, right. Carlos. And this has been a lovely episode here at the Weekday Shape. Shake, keeping you informed, connected, and engaged. And myself, I'm Tamia Lewitz, but you know you can call me Mia, signing out. And you know you can find me at Tamia.Lewitz on Insta and Tamia_Lewitz on TikTok. TikTok, where can we find you?
Of course, I'm me on Facebook at Clover. And of course, Madiva's Radio, we are worldwide, international, baby. So follow us on all social media platforms. We love engaging with you, continuing the conversation. But of course, this has been the Weekday Shake. Once again, you're going to see Carlos Fritz on Billboard. Everywhere.
The 22nd of November.
Literally.
Don't pencil it in. Put it in a permanent marker on your calendar.
If you're not there,
you're not part of this experience. You're not cool if you're not there.
Exactly. But of course, this is the Weekday Shake. Same time, same place. We love to say
bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mativa's Radio.
Sleep? What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night, a calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Cipla. Caring for life.